Welcome back. Minor and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW, coming your way from beautiful downtown Green Bay on the City Deck Landing. We've got an exciting young artist here, Neo, graduate of Preble High School, originally from Milwaukee, trying to make it big in the world of music, which is so competitive and such an uphill battle that you have to take advantage of every opportunity, don't you, Neo?
Yeah, most definitely. But I got it.
But you never know. You never know somebody that might be listening right now who, you know, wants to sign you up or
Most definitely. You know, help I got a treat for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Neo, what you've got going for you, you're in a lane of what type of music do you do? Is it called rap or is it something broader than
like,
that?
Yeah, like rap, sing, whatever. But I don't like to just, you know, put like one genre to me. I like to, you know, say I can do it all, you know. Well, I feel like I can.
It's not barbershop and it's not polka. So, but it is, the category though is, what did you say? It's, what I want to mention, I think the reason you're going to be successful is it's all original.
Yeah, most definitely.
And I think that's, it tells a story. And a lot of the stories that you tell, and I've watched your videos and heartfelt.
Yeah.
Is that?
Yeah, that's accurate. Yeah. I like to write about things I've been through. Like I said, I want people to be able to relate. So I feel like you got to speak from the heart. It's only right.
Is it too personal to ask you what some of those situations were?
I everybody go through things growing up. You know, I got a couple situations that stick out. But if I'm not speaking for myself, I'm speaking for other people as well. I speak for the ones that can't, you know, everybody can't tell what they've been through or everybody don't got nobody to run to. So I just try to, you know, talk about relatable topics.
Outstanding. Yeah. So we're going to hear you live right here in person.
Let's do it.
Okay, Carly, we all set with the background music?
Okay, so Carly's playing the background music, and you're going to sing or whatever you call it. You're going to, is that singing?
It's rapping. I got okay, like a little rap. Yeah, most definitely.
You're going to rap live.
Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
So Carly?
Yeah. Look. Listen. It's just some things I don't get, and it's some things that I've been scared to admit. Nowadays, you never know who you with. I rolled the dice and I hit. I stayed strong when everybody else quit. They didn't think I'd make it farther than this. Like, who imagined this? We couldn't wait till we was finally rich, and I can't wait till I could finally sit. I told my brother I'm lit, and ain't nobody coming harder than this. I pray to God, but I don't think he exists. That's crazy, right? Yeah, I hope I see the light. I talk to granny in my head when I can't sleep at night, and I made friends with all my demons I don't wanna fight. Have to learn to let go of my past because my future bright. 9 times out of 10, I say I'm good, but I ain't feeling good. Tried to let you know about my pain, I wish you understood. Listen to my voice, I speak the stuff them people wish they could. Everything get harder when you trying to make it out the hood. They don't understand, nah. And see, I've been a man. Back when me and mama couldn't get a helping hand. And when they tell you that you can't, tell them that you can. All you gotta do is take a risk, you don't need a plan. Everybody stuck on Facebook or on Instagram. Learn to keep your promise to yourself, they don't really care. Everybody claiming to be real, just like Uncle Sam. Tell me, do you know how that stuff feel? They don't understand, I've been the one putting in work. When people see me at the top, I bet they feelings be hurt. And I put a lot of people last, cause they want put me first. And they feel like my type of love wasn't made for this earth. And I don't see no competition, I'm blind like Ray Charles. And I don't rock with you girls, I'm starting to hate y'all. Couple people switch sides, it's cool, I still ball. They try to knock me down, I bet I won't fall. Nah, for real, but if I do, I'ma get back up. I heard it's beauty in the storm, that's why I rock struck, call my bluff. I hate when people act too tough, like it's okay if you ain't never been cut like us. I want it now, everybody saying I'm up next. It feel good when you live life without no stress. My lifestyle, the real definition of success. And when it's all said and done, they gon' say I'm the best. Nah, for real, get it understood.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, I got goosebumps. I mean, seeing you do that like that person right here, a foot and a half away from me.
Right.
Wow.
No notes, eyes closed, from
holy,
the heart.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw your fingers moving a little bit too. I mean, you're just really that.
How you got into that just from sitting right here and then all of a sudden you're this, holy, that was cool.
That's awesome, Neo.
Yeah.
I mean, that was great.
And those lyrics, I mean, just listening to that, they all mean something.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, that was great.
Why don't we have any talent?
I don't know, Johnny.
How does somebody have talent like this and we've got nothing?
Well, we're here to promote that talent. Right. That's why we're here. Okay. We're all here for a reason. Right. Ours is to promote talent like Neo and some other.
We got a caller there,
Or that could Carly? Be Greg. Is that Greg?
Or is it Greg? Okay. All right. The next guest.
All right, Neil. Tell me where you're going to.
Well, you can't
let us
say
know.
It yet.
You can't say we're going to be your next guest.
Ryan, you got to keep us. We want to promote him.
But yeah,
whenever he's got something going
all
on, we want to tell people.
On YouTube at Official Neo Music.
Okay, that's what I'm
all
here.
On YouTube. You can follow me on Instagram, official_neo0.
NEO, capital NEO.
Yeah, NEO, right? And then zero, yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you performed up near my hometown this past week, I heard.
Yeah,
Iron Mountain,
good.
Michigan?
Yeah, Iron Mountain, Michigan. It was dope. I performed at the Afro Man concert.
Nice.
Yeah, with my cousin, Wisco YD. He's another dope artist here, so yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, people mm-hmm. in the UP treat you all right?
Yeah, definitely. They show love. It was my first time in Michigan, too, so yeah. Definitely.
Did you have a pasty?
No.
Neo, this is awesome, man. Yeah, what a talented. Young man,
thank
and
you for
all the
me.
Best. We want to do everything wherever you're performing, whenever you're performing. We want to push it and pump
it.
Okay,
it. Let's do it.
Outstanding.
Right.
Thank you,
thanks
Neo.
For coming in, Neo.
Yeah, best of luck. Let's
me.
Keep in touch.
Yep.
Thanks, buddy.
Right.
Very cool. Wow. Outstanding.
Right. Isn't that it's,
just incredible?
There's so much talent, and I think if we can just help get some exposure and promote him a little bit.
Yep.
And there's a lot of Neos in this community, right? I've always said that there's we're a little bit known for sports, and we have some great athletes, but there's a lot of talent in the arts, and we're going to talk about Art Fest. I don't know if Neil's going to be there for that, but there's just it's great to take a look at that. And speaking of festivals,
and now from rap to barbershop,
we're shifting gears.
Quick segue.
But in Two Rivers, and we talked a little bit about that this week. There's just a wonderful community. Johnny, do you live in Two Rivers or do you live
not
in,
yet? But okay. I love Two
you
Rivers.
You bought some land in Two Rivers, and I grew up there. It's just a great community here in Wisconsin, right along the lake shore. And it's been managed very, very well over the last 25 years by their city manager, Greg Buckley, who's going to join us. And before I give Greg the mic, Two Rivers, again, just a great little community, has renovated their Central Park. And, we talk even in Green Bay. We do not have, like, a town square, right? We have
right.
a city deck, which is awesome, right? And we have some green space. But, I mean, this is right borders the community house, city hall. There's a new microbrewery there, Cool City Brewery, which is a great place. And so they took this park, which was a great gathering place for the community, and renovated it to the cost of millions of dollars. And that's a lot for a little city. And one of the things they're doing is this a new pavilion that they're going to be dedicating.
And I just want to say one thing. Every year I do an event for youth sports in the area at that community center. And it's great because that goes way, way, way back, and they've kept that thing
up. Oh, my God.
That's kind of place that a lot of other places would have been torn down and something new and shiny. I love the tradition of that place.
And it's so clean, and it's so well-maintained.
Yep, we have a great time, raised a lot of money.
We're having an event there tomorrow night.
Only one. Is Greg on? Do we have Greg? Is Greg on? Greg?
Yes, good morning. Hey, John. Morning, Jim.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, I only have one disappointing thing to say about Two Rivers.
Alrighty.
It's one word. Mahouts.
Mahouts.
My favorite restaurant of all time.
Oh, yeah.
And it
the
closed.
Chicken. That's because, what Johnny just, it was that $3.99 chicken plate that John misses.
I loved Mahouts. That was my favorite restaurant.
I think restaurant. It was Wisconsin Supper Club. A great, great investment opportunity available in the lovely community of Two Rivers.
Absolutely.
Currently on the market.
I love
they're
that.
They're opening the bar tonight, though. The bar and a few appetizers only. So,
at Mahouts?
Occasionally, they open up while it's for sale. And, of course, all of the longtime patrons just love that.
Nice.
But we're hoping it finds a new forever owner who puts the same love into it that the Mahouts have over the years.
Fantastic.
I thought you were putting the accent on the wrong syllable.
It Mahouts?
I think it's Mahouts. No,
Mahouts?
I think it's Mahouts.
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 John, you were saying Mahouts.
Mahouts.
Okay. Anyway, Greg.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you are.
Okay.
But, Greg, big weekend in Two Rivers. Last week was a big weekend in Two Rivers, but this, to me, is near and dear to my heart. Tell us a little bit what's going on this weekend in the great city of Two Rivers.
Well, of course, on Saturday, we have the dedication of the Schmidt Brothers stage in the heart of our renovated Central Park West. I don't know if you'd spoken to it earlier, Jim, but the amazing story of, four brothers who had grown up singing in their home parishes and in their home environment, 17 children mm-hmm. in Grandma Schmidt's family. But they went off, took the train to Toledo in 1951 and returned home as world champion barbershoppers at the annual Sebsqua competition.
Right.
They were greeted by hundreds of people at the train station in Manitowoc. they proceeded downtown to that very community house where the community showed them a lot of love, and the J.E. Hamilton Community House welcoming them home. Well, Saturday, we will be dedicating the new Schmidt Brothers stage right in the heart of Central Park, which has been the culmination of an effort to raise funds, not just for a new stage, but facilities in the park. About a $1.75 million project that was a dream and a vision 2 years ago. And through the community and with the stage, the Schmidt family stepping up and donating is a reality. So there is a dedication ceremony at noon on Saturday, followed by a full afternoon of barbershop music. And my gosh, Jim, you've got your family reunion that this year is going to have, what, over 350 people in attendance?
Yeah.
In the community.
And they're all relatives.
That evening.
Wow.
But lots of activities, great music, a great slice of history shared with the community. There'll be food vendors, drink vendors, activities all throughout the day on Saturday. Sunday, we're dedicating the entire park with a city celebration. We start at noon. We got the Spicy Thai Band on stage. They take a break at 1:30. We'll have a half-hour dedication ceremony, recognize all the good work that's gone into making this park project happen. Spicy Thai back on stage. Then we have 10 strings playing through the dinner hour. And Sunday night wraps up with the Lakeshore Wind Ensemble in what is always a wonderful outdoor concert.
Outstanding.
In Central Park. And again, beer and other beverages, burgers, brats, Mexican food, pitas, popcorn, and of course, ice cream in the home of the Sunday. So
you know,
lots of activities. We'll have some freebies to give away. There'll be bouncy houses for the kids. Honestly, John, when we started this, Mayor said, well, you know, we have this big family gathering every year in mid-July, and we'd really like to dedicate the stage then. We said, well, we haven't even awarded the contract yet, but tell you what, the stage and at least a patch of grass in front of it will be ready. Beyond that, might be snow fence and, you know, just devastation. But indeed, the grass is green, the restroom doors are open, and at least by 4:30 today, everything else will be in place. Not only to celebrate the Schmidt Brothers Quartet and all that the extended Schmidt family have done for Two Rivers and their involvement throughout Northeast Wisconsin, but then Saturday, right on the heels of the Schmidt stage dedication.
Is this the Schmidt Brothers we're hearing?
Oh, yeah. This is
the Schmidt Brothers right here.
Yeah, Greg, thanks for all your help on this. I'm looking forward. I'm presenting you with a plaque tomorrow, just in gratitude for all you've done for this city.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
If I only had my way. Paradise, this world would seem to you dear.
Love that.
Love more of that tomorrow.
That's fantastic, so Jim. And that's all your dad and your uncles.
It is. And there's,
isn't that cool to be able to hear your dad and your uncles from 50 years ago or whatever?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been listening to them all 50 years, too. And what's neat about this, Johnny, is, you know, it was great having Neil on, but this is a cappella, right? There's no instruments. It's just four guys singing. And you're going to enjoy that tomorrow. I know you're coming to the dedication.
Absolutely.
There's some great barbershop quartets and barbershop choruses as well that are going to be performing on that Schmidt Brothers stage. So, yeah, it's at noon tomorrow. Greg talked about it. And great community. And it's going to be really a fun festival or a fun dedication. And that's tomorrow is pretty much the dedication of the Schmidt Brothers stage, as well as the followed by barbershop music. And then Sunday, they dedicate the whole park. And Greg really didn't talk as much about the park as he could have. I mean, there's a water feature there. There's a great pavilion, new
restrooms. We're just a little tight on time today with everything we've got going on.
And then in the winter, they have it all lined up for ice skating.
Ice skating looks great, man.
And the lights that they put in that park.
And I had one of the beer from Cool City Brewery, and I didn't write it down, you know what it was, but I was at the pub on the Sub, which is a great place in the Maritime Museum.
Right.
And the guy next to me was ordering one of those. And I thought, that just looks so good that I got to buy one. I tasted it. It was fantastic. Yeah. One of the best beers I've ever tasted.
Yeah, he and you can go in there and, you know, they got the vats right there. And he's got a What do you call the guy, the scientist or the brewmaster?
Yeah, brewmeister.
A brewmeister. You're right. That makes
more
sense.
You're German. You should know that.
You're right. After I said that, I thought I should have known that.
Max Nix.
He made a special brew for a Harmony beer, and you can buy it private label.
Is it called like a Schmidt beer?
Yeah, it's
You got to be careful because there used to be a Schmidt beer, right?
That was DT, remember? Though. I do remember
that.
What
does DT mean?
Well, our name is spelled TT. S-C-H-M-I-T-T. And then DT.
Because they used to have the cool cans. Remember, they have like the walleye on it or a pike or geese?
I tell you one story.
I used to collect those cans.
The other thing that Schmidt DT had was oil. Remember that? Those trucks? It was Schmidt oil.
Okay.
But we would say to my dad, that's... What's the DT? He goes, here's the difference. And this is when we were little kids driving the station wagon. He goes, so there's the Schmidt TT and the Schmidt DT. He goes, the DT, those are the dollar Schmidts. They got all the money. They have the oil. They have the beer. We're TT Schmidts. We've got talent.
Oh.
No
like
money,
that.
But we can sing.
But is it going to be called Schmidt beer?
That day, yeah, it's got my dad's
on
picture
Saturday.
On there. On Saturday, the quartet's on there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a private label.
It's cans of beer, bottles of beer?
It's a 32-ounce is that a growler or whatever? It's a 32-ounce can of beer that's private labeled.
Okay, then we're getting T-shirts made.
We're getting T-shirts made
that are going to say, I got the Schmidt kicked out of me in Two Rivers, Wisconsin. Deal? Can I do that?
I'll just tell you, though, that we're singing a song to the audience,
right.
Our cousins, and there'll be 300 of us on stage.
But you didn't get that talent?
Johnny, what?
I'm just asking.
Yeah, yes, of course I did. I told you what I did in high school, right? I sang in a barbershop quartet.
You did not tell me that.
I sang in a barbershop
quartet. No.
I was in chorus all the years.
Oh, that's right, because you said that made you pretty much a chick magnet.
I did.
Right?
I did. You talk to my wife about that. Anyway.
Nancy, you going to the football game tonight? No. Oh, what are you doing? I'm going to watch my boyfriend in his barbershop quartet. Wow, lucky. Nobody likes a bragger. Wow.
Okay, hey, Carly, do we have someone on?
Do we have Brooke? Yep, we got Brooke.
Brooke. Okay.
Brooke. Nope. Brooke.
John.
Here we go.
Who's on?
Yes.
John.
Yes,
so
yes, you have me.
John. Okay, so Johnny, I was telling you and Greg had mentioned that we have 300 cousins coming in. And family reunions, do you have those in the minor relation, you Italians?
We had one several years ago. It did turn out well. One guy got drunk, a cousin's husband, and they had words and yada, yada, yada.
Right. And but there's something very special about family reunions. You have the same grandparents. You know what I mean? It's just a great thing. And I had dinner last night. This is one of the guys I had dinner with last night. John Gorski's from Minneapolis. He coordinates our family reunion.
Oh, well, you have that many people. You need a coordinator.
Well, yeah. I think even small. But, Johnny, I want you – don't get into the – tell us a little bit about, I mean, you've been leading this family and you have these reunions. You've been instrumental in getting this put together for tomorrow and coordinating a lot of volunteers to make this stage a reality. Tell us how things have been going.
It has been a sprint to the finish line over the last 8 months or so. But, you know, you mentioned... the Schmidt family, it all starts when you've got a family that has such a strong tradition of family ties. And I was talking to a couple members of my 11 uncles formed a C corporation called the Schmidt Brothers 11 in 1954 to support the idea of the family getting together at least on an annual basis for these reunions. And they've been doing it ever since. I can remember as a little kid going to these family reunions and we would have to get up and perform talent. All of the families would get on stage and do talent. And then the uncles would kick everything off at the end by singing, some incredible barbershop songs. So it's a tradition that's actually been going since 1949, we figure.
Yeah.
But John, since 54.
So where do you value family reunions? I think we've lost a little of that, and you've kept ours going. Any advice for listeners on the importance of family reunions, how to fund family reunions, how to make those things work and be successful?
Mm-hmm. I think the trick is getting as many people involved as you can. We have, on the Schmidt Brothers 11, we've got a representative on the board from every one of the original families.
Right.
And then we meet monthly, and we invite different families to attend the board meeting so they know what's going on. And that we've got a communications person that's been doing a bang-up job of sending out flyers and communications to everybody. And now with emails and Zooms, I mean, our board members are in Florida, Texas, Wisconsin, Minnesota. It doesn't matter. The family can still get together. And I think the trick is to get everybody involved. And once they're involved, they get excited about it. And somebody needs some fun.
Shadow in the city. Love this song. Always love this song. You?
Yeah. It's good. Yes. Good song. Welcome back. Now, is it Mino and the Mayor or is it Mayor and Mino?
It's Mayor and the Mino.
It's Mayor and the Mino after 7.
Yes.
And thank you for
Now, if you've been
listening.
Following all week, we've had a continuing little dilemma here. Jim and his precious dog, Milton, who is the most pompous dog in America.
He's a great dog.
But anyway.
He's coming to the event tomorrow in Two Rivers.
Good,
but anyway,
good,
yes.
Great, good. And Jim said that he was taking him to swim lessons. And I said, why would you take a dog to swim lessons? All dogs can swim. Just kind of nudge him off the dock and he'll doggy paddle back to shore.
He didn't say nudge him off the dock. He said throw him off the dock. Whatever. I would never do that. But anyway, go ahead.
Anyway. So... Anyway, we talked to Bud DeYoung yesterday, who runs the DeYoung Family Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan.
Yes.
And he admitted that some animals don't swim, the primates.
Some don't,
primates,
John, don't swim. To be honest with our listeners, 50%.
He did not say 50%.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah,
my
he did.
Gosh.
John doesn't listen to our guests.
All right.
But
so I thought, I'll get to the bottom of this. I know a gentleman who is renowned for training dogs that go into the water. I've been out to his place near Crivets. It's unbelievable to watch him train these dogs retrieve. Bob Olson is his name. He, whatever Bob says, I'm going with. He's the expert. He's the king of this. He's the expert.
You told me about him, and I believe that
yes,
he would be the expert.
This will put the end to the whole
debate. All right.
Bob Olson, good morning, my friend.
Welcome,
Mino
Bob.
And the Mayor.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning, Bob. Bob, so yeah, Johnny told me a little about your resume, your experience. And we have to settle this because I can't listen to John at nauseam talk about what I did wrong with my dog. So what do you think, Bob? I took my dog. I'm taking
my
dog.
Well, first of all, Bob asked me last night what type of dog it was. And I told him poodle. And what's the other part?
No, it's not. Jeez. T8 doesn't listen. Did I say he didn't listen earlier?
I thought it was poodle.
No, he's a Bernedoodle, Bob. So his mother was a Bernese Mountain Dog. And the father was a... See, John doesn't understand. He says a poodle is like 8 pounds. I'm like, no, John, not every poodle.
Oh, no.
He's very shallow in his knowledge of animals. But anyway...
The standard poodle can actually be a hunting dog. You bet. That's what
okay.
They're bred for.
Really? There you go, John. Listen to our guest. So yes, Bob. So the combination of those two, we have a Bernedoodle. And it's got the black and white with some copper and great eyebrows, and he
John, got your eyebrows.
John thinks he looks pompous.
Need to be plucked.
I think he looks confident. So
Milton, we must pluck your eyebrows.
He's a great. Anyway, so Johnny was, and I take him to. I have a dog trainer. Fridays we meet with her. I take him to daycare maybe twice a week, and. Yeah, you know, I do. He is pampered a little bit. He's getting his hair done today. But the swimming lesson thing,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, yeah, Bob. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bob, okay, like he's our guest.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Bob, go ahead. Bob, am I doing the right thing? Because I want to know.
Well, tell him about the swimming part.
Yeah.
Where your dog doesn't know how to swim.
Well, he,
so you're taking
I didn't
for
say
lessons.
That. He's afraid of the water. And we got a place, whatever, in Elkhart Lake, and he's afraid of the water. So I... thought, well, we'll take him to swimming lessons. So there's a daycare here in Green Bay that has pond time, and it's $25 for 20 minutes, and they introduce your dog to the water. And I was explaining that to John, and he spit out his drink. He just couldn't believe I was doing that. So, Bob, tell John I'm doing the right thing, or tell me I'm doing the wrong thing.
The forum is yours, Bob.
Mr. Mayor, you're doing it properly, okay?
Oh, thank you.
I've got a dog training pond, and we do a lot of retriever work and that type of thing. And I've got an island on my pond, okay? And what I do is if I'm doing it by myself, I put the dog in a boat, row over to the island, put the dog on the island, and row away. And now I'm low in the water and try to encourage the dog to come in the water.
See?
If the owners are here, I'll take the dog to the island and have the owners call the dog off the island. It's a short stretch to start with and then a little longer. But the dogs get out there and they can't feel anything. You know, the dogs are on land all the time running around. And
right.
That's a solid footing underneath. Once they can't feel anything, a lot of times they get panicky,
right,
and they don't know what to do.
What? Now that...
So you want...
Thank you. Just, this is, so I hope Mino, you got your headphones, he has headphones on, he's listening. And it, that, how compassionate and how caring and how, what a good father Bob is, and I think I am. See, John, you don't throw him off the dock. Can you believe he said that?
No.
Right,
no,
me either. All right.
No, don't, you don't want the dog to panic. You want to build up their enthusiasm to feel comfortable in the water. Not all dogs like to swim. Even retrievers sometimes don't like to swim. And one of the other things, and when they do start to swim, sometimes they don't use their back legs. So I'll put a long check cord on with a flat collar, not a choke chain or anything, but a flat collar, and get real low on the shoreline. If the dog goes out, when they start to come back in, I'll pull them just a little bit, just like you do the plain auto water skier, and get the dog to use their back legs. Just like teaching your little kid to swim, kick your legs, and that'll keep you up.
Well, see, I don't know how to swim either, Bob.
I think this is all starting to make sense now.
I kind of figured that, John.
Right.
And that was, honestly, that was the thing of the UP. I'd always be like, well, take him out to camp and throw the kid off the dock.
There you go.
And they'll learn how to swim.
Well, the mayor and I will throw you off the dock.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, we had swim lessons. We didn't have a pool in our thing or whatever, in our school. So we would go to a place called Champion Beach. This is the true story. So you get in the school bus in the summer. You go out to Champion Beach, which was on Lake Michigami. Beautiful lake. Unbelievable. Beautiful, beautiful. And basically, it was the instructor, quote instructor, she would bring a lawn chair and some magazines and a pack of smokes. And she would sit there with her sunglasses on and smoke and read her magazines. And literally, the older kids would throw the younger kids off the dock. And that was the swimming lessons that we had. That's the honest to God true story. She'd sit there and smoke while we were out there doing whatever. Yes. Different
era. I believe you, Josh.
Bob is more compassionate with the dogs. Hey, Bob, do you offer this service? Because, I mean, I had to look around a little bit to get this. Is this something that you do?
I do basically retrieving dogs, pointy dogs, and flushing dogs, your bird dogs. That's what I basically I do. But if you'd want to swing up some morning, we'll go to the island and give it a try.
Well,
Not a problem.
I might bring Milton up there. We do like to drive around.
It's a fantastic place.
And tell me, I want to give you a little shout out here. Do you want customers? You want to give us your website or your phone number? I just, you know, a good dog, there's nothing like a good dog trainer. It's like a good daycare for your kids, right? I think it's worth the money, I mean, dogs are part of the family, and I'm a big dog lover, but tell us about your business a little bit.
Okay, well, we used to raise labs and springers and that type of thing. Now, basically what we do up here at River Road Kennels is we board dogs, we do dog boarding, and then I do my gun dog training for my pointy dogs, flushing dogs, and retrievers. That's what we basically do right now.
But it's fascinating to see, Bob. I mean, I've been up there a couple of times, you know, filming things, and... Boy, those dogs are so well-trained, aren't they?
Right.
And it's fun to watch them. They should be enthusiastic. When you go to train the dog, when the dogs come out of the kennel and stuff and we're going to go train, they're all happy. You know, they say, hey, here we go. You know, that's what we want to do. And that's the type of attitude you got to have when you're training dogs. And you do repetition over and over and over. And if they don't understand something, break it down a little bit and then add on again.
You ought to add Mino to your list of trainees. Jeez.
I'm well past that, how about?
Mr. Mayor, when you do come up, if you want to bring John along, we'll throw him. I don't have a dock, so we'll throw him in anyway.
Yeah, we'll throw him off the island, that's for sure. We'll do that. So, River World Kennels.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
What's the name?
River Road.
Oh, River Road Kennels.
Yeah.
Would that be considered Crivets, Bob?
We're just north of O'Connell Falls, actually.
Okay.
Between O'Connell Falls and Molina.
Okay.
Well, Bob, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you settling the score here with Mino, because he's annoying, and it's early in the morning. I'd rather have.
I understand.
So now that this is settled, that I am doing the right thing, I'm being a good dad to my dog. I appreciate, because he did say, "Look, I will call the expert of experts when it comes to dog training."
I'm like, and dogs in the water training. Yes.
Oh, dogs in the water, and I do have a dog trainer. I was going to call her, but I thought, no, Johnny, I'll go with John on this one, because I felt good about the bet, so I've won, and I will share my winnings with you. And thanks for what you're doing. I just think people look. I think pets are great for companions, but they also help you exercise. And you get a little bit older. Sometimes you need a reason to get out of the house. And
when are you gonna start doing that?
I got to do this for my dog.
Right. Yeah. I got just,
it. Bob, you have clients all over the country, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got dogs down here from Alaska already.
Bob is big time. He is big time when it comes to this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. You got to enjoy the dogs.
Yeah.
What do you enjoy more, Bob, doing this or back in the days when you're a state trooper?
That was 23 years ago, John. I hate to date us.
Better clientele you're dealing with now, huh?
Bob, do you do any work with police dogs? These shepherds?
No, but I've got a quick story. One of our state troopers brought one of the state drug dogs up to board one time while they're gone. He had to go back. He's from Romania, and they went back to Romania. So I was boarding the dog for him. And really a nice dog and a drug dog. And dog's not a bite dog, just a drug dog. And what happens every night when I put the dogs in and lock them in for the night, I give them a milk bone. And so the dogs all sit and get a milk bone. I said, "Dog, your dog was great." He'd sit and get a milk bone. He says, "Bob, you're worse than my wife." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Well, when the dog hits on drugs, the signal is they sit down." Oh, I said, "Well, think about it this way. The dog has either got a guy with bad narcotics or he's got a milk bone dog biscuit. Depends who you're dealing with.
Either way, he's going to sit down."
Yeah. Right.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Bob Olson, what a pleasure talking to you again, my friend.
And thanks for settling the score with me and Mino. And I do. I want to come up there and see you sometime. And thank you for what you're doing. I think compassion for dogs, they give us so much, and to train them properly, John, is the right thing to do. So Bob, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing up there at Red
River Road.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob.
One little intersection. The Burmese Mountain Dog is almost as good looking as an Italian from the UP.
Okay, oh my God.
Here we go.
We could have ended on a better note. All right.
Way to end it on a good note, Bob.
All right.
River Road Kennels. Talk to you later. Yep.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bob Olson, River Road Kennels. He's the expert. I mean, so that's, when you bring in expert testimony in a trial or something, that's the guy you would bring in. So I go with what he said.
Right. And let's just take that one step further.
Yes.
That I was right.
You were right.
Okay. All right.
You were completely right.
Thank you for saying that.
Yes.
Hey, we've got another guest coming on. This weekend, we talked a lot about the festivities in Two Rivers, and there's things going on here in Green Bay, but there's things going on in Broadway. And Brooke, what's her last
Hafes.
Name? Brooke Hafes is
I used to work with her at Channel 26, NBC 26.
Is she on, Carly?
Yep. Right there. Go ahead. Hi, Brooke.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Welcome to Mino and the Mayor. Oh, excuse me. This hour, it's the Mayor and Mino.
Yeah. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Brooke and I used to work together, right, Brooke?
That's correct. It's been a long time, Mino.
We had some fun times at NBC 26.
I looked up to you so much. I was just a young reporter back then.
Was it easier to work with him back then? I'm just kidding.
I think he was, kind of an inspiring guy.
Wasn't so
kind
pompous. Yeah, so he knows everything now. But
pompous? Hey, Brooke. I'm the last least pompous person that you know.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Brooke, and thank you for you're coming on next week.
First of all, give your title, Brooke.
I am the marketing director for On Broadway.
There you go.
Working on a lot of projects. One of them, tie into what we were talking about, is Broadway has so much development going on there. They're looking at that new market. There's some great, Voyagers there, Bakery. There's a lot of great things going on there. And there's a new dog park that they're looking at doing. And Brooke's going to come in and talk to us about that next week. But tell us, what's going on Broadway this weekend? That's what I wanted to get you on today.
Yeah, this weekend we have a very busy weekend. So on Saturday we are hosting our very first Ignite Market. Of the series. We host four every summer, one per month, and the first one kicks off this Saturday at 5 p.m. in the Neville Public Museum parking lot.
Tell us what is Ignite? What does that encompass?
Yeah, you know, it's this traveling night market series. So our goal is to sort of activate these underutilized spaces in the district. So making them feel safe and clean and active, and increasing that foot traffic to the district as well. And then it's an all-encompassing event that really showcases everything for the arts. So we have a big music stage with live original music, and then we program the event with different types of art. So we have, you know, dance performances, and, you know, we have a hip-hop or a poet, you know, just different types of art to really showcase that art community. Awesome. Here in Green Bay. And then we pair it, of course, with food trucks and a beverage tent. So a really fun night.
Cost to this? How much does it cost to go, Brooke?
It's a free event.
Aha.
So,
nice.
Isn't that awesome?
My favorite types of events.
And that's such a great event. Yeah, friendly people. And she's talked about a safe, educational, and the variety of things that you bring in through the arts, that and music and the lights
10 seconds.
At night. Oh, we got 10 seconds.
Brooke, we're going to see you here in person next week in the studio to talk. Welcome back. The Mayor and Mino here on WGBW, wrapping up on a Friday, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Got a lot of stuff going on today and a lot of stuff going on this weekend.
Right.
The Pink Flamingo. Have you ever been to the Pink Flamingo?
I have not, and I know it's been around forever. I saw the paper today, 40 years, front page paper.
Yes.
Yes, that's... I don't want to...
You've never been there? You should go there sometime.
Why, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah. All right, we're going to be talking with Jerry Olmsted. He's one of the original... founders of this. It is a really great time, and I just call him Skiff. Do we have Skiff there? Skiff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how did Skiff. Why did we give you the name Skiff from our other show? How did that happen?
Well, I used to call from work, so I couldn't give my real name.
Okay. That's how all of our, we had Walking Boss, we had Meat Mama, everybody had a nickname.
Oh, yeah.
Knob. Yep. Big Daddy. Everybody had a nickname on that show. By the way, I don't know if you saw my Facebook, we're going to be doing a Flying Monkey reunion show here one day.
I did see that, yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Can't wait.
You got to do memories, baby.
Absolutely. Well, Skiff, tell us a little bit about the Flamingo. How has this thing lasted for 40 years?
That's a very good question. we first started out, we just, the joke was we couldn't win a tournament, so we thought we'd run one.
There you go.
But we wanted to do like a church picnic. So we had 10 teams, and most of them were family teams that we knew would be well represented by their family. And so we had the Batons, the Kasichs, the Brogans. So we started it that way.
The Burns?
And typically a tournament would make about $1,200 their first year. Well, we made over $2,600, so we thought we had something going. And we were back in our 30s, so we had a good time. So we figured we'd run it maybe 5, 7, 10 years and have fun with it. And it just took off from there. It's gotten crazy. The community really embraced us. And it just took off from there.
It's
40 years, though.
Right.
40 years, no.
40 years.
I was reading that article, and everyone has heard of whether they've attended, but everyone's heard of the Pink Flamingo. And just you four guys just kept it going. I think it's just a bond.
Yeah.
And you don't see that slowing down, do you? I mean, even though you guys are maybe getting a little bit older, you got some youth you're bringing in, or what are you going to do with this?
Right. What happened is we brought about 15 years ago, toting the bars and setting up the tents and everything got to us. So we thought, well, maybe we'll end it. But then we started bringing in our kids and people that wanted to join and help us out. So we've got a lot of younger guys now working it and helping us. So it makes it a lot easier, I'll tell you that.
How much money have you raised over 40 years, Skiff?
$1.2 million.
Nice. Wow. And it's all gone to local charities, right?
Yeah. And in 2020, when we couldn't have the tournament, we did, I don't want to say a GoFundMe page, but it was just, you know, people we figured, you know, donate money to keep our charities going. And we raised over $108,000 doing that.
Wow.
Skip.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, Skip, tell us a little bit about look, it's a great time. It's a lot of fun. It is the ultimate church picnic. But where does the money go? And I want to hear more about that, because I don't think people understand that part of
the impact they make in that community.
Right. It's a fun tournament. They have a lot of fun out there. But name some of the charities or some of the things that are near and dear to your heart.
You're putting me on the spot, because that's not part of my job. But most tournaments, they'll have, you know, one or two people that they donate to. And I think last year we had like 45.
Yeah. Isn't that something? I work in the nonprofit world, and that is so meaningful when you get a check,
right?
$500, $1,000, and, you know, $1.2 million, we could use that too. But it's just great to keep these, because this community runs, I don't think people understand how much it runs on charity and nonprofits, picking up things that maybe the government or the private sector cannot do. And then you get people who want to do it, but they don't have actually the funding to do it. So, you know, thank God for, you know, an organization like yours that has a lot of fun in the community, makes an impact, and really helps charitable causes. I think it's awesome.
And to make it so much fun. I mean, this is a destination event where people come back. They plan their summer return home trips around this, don't they, Skiff? Whoop, I lost you, Skiff.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah. I'm there. Go ahead.
Okay. I said, excuse me, this is our 40th, so we brought back some of the old flamingos that had moved out of town. So we had one guy coming from Boston, one guy coming from Ohio. It'd be nice to see some of those guys. But you're right, people do call you and say, when is it? Because I want to schedule my vacation. So yep. I got to double check to make sure I'm not giving them the wrong day.
Yeah. And I mean, the turnout is just incredible.
Yeah. Everybody sets up their own tents. They're all around the outfield. They have their little stakes claimed, and some of the groups that we donate to actually work there. Like there's an equestrian group that they'll take handicapped kids and put them on horses and stuff.
Is that one of the best charities?
Yeah, that is.
And it helps these kids with their muscles, and they ride these horses. Yeah, thank you for supporting that. That's just a great, great organization. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they sell the corn there, and then the Kiwanis and the Rotary all get some money from us. Great and then groups. The East Superior, West Superior Booster Club actually work together under the food tent. So that's kind of unique. And they get a donation.
Wow.
It started out with a couple of them, Special Olympics and MS.
Yeah.
And it's just grown. It's gotten crazy.
Now, once the game starts, Skiff, it's so fun to be there and everything. But once the game starts, it gets pretty competitive, doesn't it?
Well, in the early years, no, but yes, definitely now. There's some good brand of baseball being played, but there's no sliding into anybody, there's no knocking anybody down, and there's definitely no arguing with the umpires. So it's a very friendly, competitive situation. But once the game is over, then they're having a cocktail with the boys after.
So is that why I've never been invited to play?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but I'm sure that's one of them.
Yeah. We did have one guy once that got up and argued with the umpire, so we suspended him for a year.
Wow.
So their float the next year was him in a cage saying that he could not play for a year. So.
That's awesome.
So, Skip, tell us a little bit.
Everything. Go ahead.
I want to know more about people who, when does it start? Where's it at? Ticket prices. I just, you know, the fact that this is such a fun weekend, and, you know, like you said, the food, the entertainment, and the camaraderie. Tell us a little bit more. Where's about the weekend?
Well, first game starts at 5. We had the park director there 1 year, first time there, and he was amazed that we have 18 teams, and we got all the games in on time on one field. But it starts at 5. Games are an hour apart.
Where's it at?
What we have now is some of the teams now have to sponsor their own umpire. So they play the game, and then the next one they umpire a couple, so they get a taste of you know, what it's like to argue with somebody. But
And Legion Park, right, Skiff?
Legion Park, and actually they named the field Flamingo Field in our honor. So that was
awesome. You deserve that. You deserve so much gratitude for what you're doing for the community, bringing friends together to have a little competition. And money going to charity, and just a great afternoon. The weather's on your side this weekend. So,
it always is. It's always like the nicest weather, isn't it, Skiff?
Yeah, we've had a fight rain once or twice in the 40 years.
Well, that's not bad.
Any length of time, but we've got a good ground screw that take care of the fields.
Well, God bless you.
You're the best,
have a great,
buddy.
Have a great
weekend.
Great
talking to you again.
Right.
Congrats. I hope to see you out there.
Yeah.
All right. Look me up, John.
Thanks, my friend. Jerry Olmstead.
All right.
A.K.A. Skiff.